Thank you all so much for coming. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Tatiana Hamanoff, and I'm a professor in PAM. So I'm presenting joint work today with Jacob Golden, who is at Stanford Law School, and Catherine Meckel, who is at Texas A&M. So our project today is called The Nth of the Month Effect, Consumer and Retailer Response to SNAP Benefit Issuance Staggering. So a little bit of motivation. So several government programs in the US and in other countries are distributed in a monthly lump sum rather than continuously throughout the month. So that means that recipients can choose to consume all of their benefits at once or consume them with smooth consumption throughout the month. So you might imagine that for certain goods, such as food, that people might be better off if they have steady caloric consumption throughout the month rather than one big feast on the day that they receive their benefits. But what we see in the world is that that's not always the case, that we see this spike in food consumption at the beginning of the benefit cycle. So many of these benefits are distributed on the first of the calendar month, so this is often referred to as the first of the month effect. There's lots of researchers working in this area, and they suggest that present bias preferences might be a leading explanation for why we see this type of behavior. So I'm going to be looking at one specific program, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, or previously called food stamps. And I'm going to look at one aspect of this benefit program. So SNAP benefits, every individual receives their benefits once a month in a lump sum, but individuals may receive their benefits on different days of the month. So potentially I receive mine on the first of the month, Tom receives his on the 5th, Jeff receives his on the 10th, and that's a state policy, whether or not everybody receives their benefits on one day of the month or staggered throughout the month. So the USDA has recently come out in support of benefit issuance dates staggering, saying that issuing SNAP benefits on a single day or over a limited number of days instead of staggering issuance over the course of the month puts an unnecessary strain on SNAP clients and on participating retailers by causing surges in customer traffic at SNAP-authorized stores. What this project is going to do is use variation in these issuance date policies, so across different states and then also taking advantage of some policy changes to try to address three questions. We're wondering, does SNAP benefit redemption? So when I actually redeem the benefits that I get from the federal government, does that vary with issuance date? Does total food expenditure, so not just the money that I spend on foods that's part of this, that came from the SNAP program, but my total food expenditure, does that vary with the benefit cycle? And then lastly, does it look like retailers are responding to any changes in aggregate demand? So I'm going to be using three data sets here. The first one is the benefit redemption data. So this is daily administrative data that comes from the state of Illinois, which is a state that's seen lots of different changes to its SNAP benefit issue date over the past decade. The second data set is my food expenditure data. This is coming from the Nielsen Consumer Panel, which is daily transaction-level data coming from over 40,000 households over several years. About 7% of those are SNAP-eligible households. Then lastly, to answer that third question, I'm going to be using a second Nielsen data set, which is the Nielsen Retail Scanner data. So this data is sort of similar to the consumer panel data, but rather than coming from individual households scanning their goods when they get home, this is coming from the retailers themselves. So I have weekly price and expenditure data from over 35,000 retail stores. By the way, Cornell has an institutional license for both of these data sets if you're interested in working with us this data. OK, so first question, does SNAP benefit redemption vary with issuance date? So I'm going to show you a set of graphs that, again, are coming from the state of Illinois. And each graph is going to show what benefit issuance patterns and benefit redemption patterns look like under different policy regimes. So this first graph shows benefit issuance and redemption in the state of Illinois during a time period when Illinois was issuing almost all of its SNAP benefits on the first of the month. So you can see that this orange bar here shows that 2/3 of SNAP benefits were issued on the first of the month during this time period. The blue line is showing us the percent of SNAP benefits that were redeemed on each calendar day. So our x-axis here is going to be the day of the calendar month. So we can see we've got a spike in benefit issuance, that is followed by a spike in benefit redemption. So it looks like the SNAP recipients are redeeming their benefits very shortly after they receive them. This is a graph from March of 2010 to 2013 when Illinois changed its policy. So during this time period, the benefit issuance was staggered from the first day of the month to the 23rd day of the month. And you can see the retailer responses follows that quite closely. We don't see that same spike in benefit redemption that we did in the previous graph. There's actually several policy changes. Last one. For some reason, Illinois has changed this policy a ton. This is a graph where they then said, okay, now we're staggering too much. Let's go back to just the first 10 days of the month. You can see again that the benefit redemption pattern is following the benefit issuance pattern. So this shows us that it looks like SNAP recipients are redeeming their benefits shortly after receipt. But that might not say anything about total expenditure throughout the month. Maybe these are customers who are just redeeming their benefits at the beginning of the month, but they're still consuming the same amount of food at the end of the month. It's just money that's coming out of their own pocket. So the next question we want to ask is, does total food expenditure vary with the benefit issuance date? So this graph right here is going to be, again, using data from the Nielsen Consumer Panel. So this is a graph that looks just at SNAP-eligible households. So these are food stamp-eligible households. And in states that are issuing all of the SNAP benefits within the first week of the calendar month. The way to interpret what's in this graph here, again, on the x-axis, we have the day of the calendar month. And each data point here is going to be the percent difference in daily expenditure relative to expenditure on the first day of the month. So the way to interpret this point over here is that it looks like food expenditure on the 28th day of the month is about 40% less than food expenditure on the last day of the month. So it looks like even when we're looking at total food expenditure, it doesn't look like these consumers are smoothing their consumption of food throughout the month. They're spending much more money at the beginning of the month than at the end of the month. So what we wanted to ask was, does it look like if benefit issuance date is staggered, do we still see this type of pattern? So that's what this next graph is. This is, again, still only for SNAP-eligible households, but these are in states that issue their SNAP benefits over 15 days within the calendar month. And you can see that we don't have that same spike in demand at the beginning of the month anymore. We have relatively smooth food consumption. Again, this is in the aggregate, not within an individual household. But in the aggregate, we see that consumption is rather flat throughout the calendar month. So then lastly, we want to ask, does it look like retailers are responding? In states that have their benefit issued all within the first week of the month. So we see this spike in aggregate demand in low-income neighborhoods at the beginning of the month. Does it look like retailers are responding with a different pricing strategy? So previous research has shown, yes, that it looks like in low-income neighborhoods, in states where everybody is receiving their benefits on one day of the month, on the first day of the month, that it looks like prices are about 3% lower on the last in the last week of the month compared to the first week of the month, suggesting that some of the incidents of these SNAP benefits are actually going to the retailers rather than to the recipients. So retailers are actually making a bit of a profit based on this exogenous increase in demand that's a result of the timing of these benefits. So this is actually the question that really motivated the start of this program, thinking about, well, could staggering issuance dates actually take care of this problem? If we see flat aggregate demand in states where benefit issuance dates are staggered, does it look like retailers can no longer take advantage of a shock to demand because there actually isn't one? So our results so far, this is, again, very much work in progress, is that we're finding different results from this previous literature. In grocery stores, which is where people are spending most of their money on food, we actually see incredibly flat prices. So these are estimates of zero, but they're incredibly precise zeros, too. We have a lot of data. And it looks like they're mostly just flat throughout the month. Where we see some cyclical pricing is actually mostly in drugstores and mass merchandiser stores. So we're sort of digging into why might that be the case. Is this that drugstores have a different pricing strategy? Is it because drugstores are maybe maybe targeting low-income households for the purchase of food goods. That's something that we're looking into now. And it looks like we're finding statistically significant, yet economically fairly insignificant effects of switching from a policy where everybody gets their benefits on the first of the month to a policy where benefit issuance date is staggered throughout the month. So this sort of raises the question of why actually aren't retailers taking advantage of this exogenous shock to demand? So, you know, I guess as a policymaker, I'm happy that we're not seeing evidence of that, but it is sort of an open question that we're interested about. So just to conclude, we're providing new evidence and new data on how benefit redemption and total food expenditures varies with benefit issuance policy. Shows that potentially it looks like that the previous results that have been shown, it doesn't look like they're being driven by other events that might be confounding their results that happen at the beginning of the month, such as getting rent or different government benefits. And we're finding very small but significant effects on prices. Thank you very much.